Pushkin.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out. And then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.
Hi, everyone. It's Paul Muldoon. Before we get to this episode, I wanted to let you know that you can binge all 12 episodes of McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, right now, ad-free, by becoming a Pushkin Plus subscriber. Find Pushkin Plus on the McCartney, A Life in Lyrics show page in Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm/plus.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away.
Но теперь ушла удача в тень.
Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Solo ayer, yo me acostumbré a sonreír. Y una sombra tengo y sobre. In yesterday.
I'm Paul Muldoon. For a while now, I've been fortunate to spend time with one of the greatest songwriters of our era.
And will you look at me? I'm going on tour. I'm actually a performer.
That is Sir Paul McCartney. We worked together on a book looking at the lyrics of more than 150 of his songs, and we recorded many hours of our conversations.
It was like going back to an old snapshot album, looking back on work I hadn't ever analysed.
This is McCartney, A Life in Lyrics, a masterclass, a memoir, and an improvised journey with one of the most iconic figures in popular music. In this episode, Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
What you heard at the top of the episode was a supercut of Yesterday covers, just a tiny fraction of the renditions that exist out there.
The most covered song of all time, I think, perhaps, isn't it?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the magic didn't just sort of end with our recording, but it sort of continued. And one of the fun things I said to, we had a publicist, a friend of mine, and I suddenly thought, 3,000 versions? I've never heard them. So I said to him, get me the top 10. Mm. That'll do for now. Mm-hmm. So he got me Sinatra.
Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be.
Elvis.
There's a shadow hanging over me.
Marvin Gaye.
Yesterday came all too suddenly. Now, oh, why did she have to go? I don't know.
Ray Charles. Unbelievable. People who sung it.
Oh, God, this is incredible.
But Sinatra, Elvis, and Marvin Gaye all altered the lyric.
I must have said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday.
Because they were macho men, they said, why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say, I must have done something wrong.
Rather than I did something wrong.
Yeah. Because I don't do things wrong. I'm Sinatra, I'm Elvis, I'm Marvin Gaye. I must have done something wrong. I love that. It was like, disclaimer.
I must have said something wrong. Now I long, long, long.
Covered by so many of the great artists of the 20th century and beyond, Paul McCartney's Yesterday has taken its place among the timeless standards of our age. So it's fitting that when the melody first came to Paul, he assumed the song had already been written by someone else. He was in his early 20s and living at his girlfriend Jane Asher's family home in London.
Asher's house, 57 Wimpole Street. I stayed there forever. Uh-huh. And it was only afterwards I thought I'd never paid rent.
Uh-huh. You know, I mean, like, that was must have been a terrific boon to you, really, yeah, in terms of your career.
It was very good, yeah. It was very nice, yeah. The mum was a great cook and a fun lady and liked me. The father was an eccentric, super intelligent doctor. And the kids were my girlfriend, her brother Peter, and her sister Claire. So, you know, it was like the Barretts of Wimpole Street.
The Barretts of Wimpole Street. The year is 1845. The place, London.
The Barretts of Wimpole Street was a 1930 play about star-crossed lovers. It was so popular that during the course of McCartney's life, it was adapted for film, musical theatre, and television.
The action takes place in Elizabeth Barrett's bed sitting room in her father's house at 50 Wimpole Street.
The story is set on the very London street where McCartney lived with the Asher family for 3 years in the mid-1960s.
The fact that it was in Wimpole Street was, you know, didn't go unnoticed. So it was this lovely family in this great old Georgian building in Wimpole Street. And, it was great. It was really nice. So they very kindly let me stay in the upstairs, the attic room. Perfect for an artist. I managed to get a piano in there. Mm. A small, sawn-off piano.
Right.
And I went to sleep one night and dreamed a tune. Somewhere in my dream, I heard this tune. And when I woke up, I thought, oh, I love that tune. It's great. I love that one.
The melody, lilting and grand, was clear in McCartney's mind, but he couldn't remember who had written it. Perhaps it was one of the classics he had heard in his childhood.
What is it now? Is it a Fred Astaire thing? Is it a Cole Porter thing? Is it... What is it? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, so I kind of fell out of bed and the piano was right there to the left of my bed. So I just sort of thought, well, I'll try and work out how this song goes. I wonder what it is. It's got to be some old standard. that I've just heard years ago and I've forgotten it. So I worked out chords, and the two opening chords are kind of nice. So I got very lucky there. So I didn't have to go to those chords. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So it was just a melody. And I say I'd heard it in my head. It was very clear. And it was just... And in order to solidify it in my memory, I just blocked it out with some words, which were scrambled egg. Oh, my baby, I love your legs. Scrambled eggs.
These provisional lyrics, was that something you did quite a lot? Or was this
rare? No, it wasn't really. Yes. It was a kind of rare thing.
Right.
We did that sometimes, but not often. Because you know, mainly were just sitting there writing the it, so you'd get your final lyrics.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah. Mm. Your only lyrics. We never really revised our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Allen Ginsberg, first thought, best thought.
Right.
Then he goes and revises every single poem he ever wrote. But I like the theory. So I had this tune, and I think the first person I saw was John. I said, what's this? Been bugging me. What's this song? Thinking he'll know it. Da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da. I just thought of it. I dreamed it. It's like, he said, well, I don't know. I've never heard it. So then I went to George Martin. We must have been doing sessions at the time. He'll know it, because he's got a much wider knowledge, because he would know.
Mm.
I said, what's this? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I don't know. What poor boy? I said, well, I don't know. I dreamed it. Anyway, after a couple of weeks of this, it became clear that no one knew it, and it didn't exist, except in my head. And so I claimed it. It's like finding it on the street.
There may have been a degree of luck to McCartney waking up with this melody fully formed in his head. But if writing the song was like finding it on the street, all of Paul's musical influences, all the way back to his childhood, had paved the way.
I always have loved good tunes. You know, my dad played them on his piano. I listened to them. My cousin Betty introduced me to My Funny Valentine. I loved sort of classic pieces that I would hear. I would love Cheek to Cheek, Fred Astaire. All these things, I just thought, these are classics.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak. And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Heaven, I'm in heaven. Don't be back to heaven. So I had a lot of information in my head with those tunes. My dad just did the New Year's Eve. And that would be 3 hours of songs. And they pretty much didn't repeat them. Just did them all evening. So all that info was in my head. It was magical. Yesterday was definitely magical. People have said to me, do you believe in magic? And I say, I have to, because of that song. I have to. How the hell did that come into my brain? Now, if you really want to try and work it out, I think I'd loaded my computer so strongly with Teacher Jig, Stardust, When I Fall in Love, these beautiful songs I'd heard all my childhood. I mean, I can still remember standing in the kitchen of Forthland Road and hearing When I Fall in Love by Nat King Cole as I was reaching for an HP bottle. And thinking, my God, this is good. This is class.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love.
So, you know, that's all I can think, is right. That all of that data, to use modern terminology, had gone into my very sophisticated computer, the human brain,
right.
Had jumbled up, done all this sort of stuff, and somehow, as a dream, it just tumbled out this song.
Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/cardcalculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply. Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Life in Lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora: to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, musora.com, to start a new musical journey today.
Usually, McCartney's lyrics have come to him along with his melodies in a flash of inspiration, almost all at once. The lyrics of the tune he dreamed, however, required more conscious deliberation.
And I went with Jane Asher to Portugal on holiday. Mm-hmm. And it was a hot, sort of dusty day, and we landed in Lisbon. We took a car ride, 3-4 hours, down to Albufeira, mm-hmm. on the coast. Mm-hmm. And we were going to stay at Bruce Welch's house. Mm-hmm. It was his flat. They were very generous guys. And he was in the Shadows.
He was in
Cliff Richard's Shadows.
I remember him, yeah.
And so I'd met Bruce a few times. He said, if you ever want to, don't know. He was like, you kidding? What, you let me have your flat? God. So we were heading down to it. And so I had a lot of time in the back of the car doing nothing, just sort of swaying around. And you didn't have iPads or iPhones, thank God. Mm-hmm. You just had yourself. So I'm just looking at the countryside. It was very hot and very dusty, I say, and sort of half asleep. But one of the things I like to do when I'm in that mode is to, I've got plenty of time now to try and think, okay, scrambled eggs, ba ba ba. Mm-hmm. What can that be? Da da da.
Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play.
Hey, here's a question. How do you know when it's right?
I think you try enough stuff that's wrong. Mm-hmm. Scrambled eggs is wrong. Mm-hmm. And you try punctually. Sounds like punching someone. Mm-hmm. immediately, no, it's not right. Yesterday. Okay. You've got it. It just slots in like a slot machine. You know, yeah, that's the word to use. And also, a word like yesterday suddenly implies longing and sadness.
I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
And I also remember thinking, people like sad songs. I remember sort of thinking, I like sad songs. People like sad songs. It's kind of, you know, it's a place where we can put our sorrow, a sad song, for the 3 minutes it lasts, you know.
I suppose the more you've done, the more difficult it is. I mean, do you feel that?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, I think so. You know, it's like, how much gold can you find in a mine? Endless supply?
Mm.
Well, there is an endless supply, but the quality of it may not be quite as fine as the original vein.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter, because I had the original vein, mm-hmm. and I'm still enjoying digging it up just as much.
By the time McCartney and Asher reached Bruce Welch's flat in southern Portugal, Paul had completed the lyrics.
When I got to Bruce's house, he said to me a couple of years ago, he said, don't you remember? He said, you said, have you got a guitar? Have you got a guitar? Have you got a guitar? He said, well, yeah. He said, but you're a lefty, aren't you? It's right handed. I said, it doesn't matter, Because I was used to turning them upside down because I worked with John a lot. So I had to grab his guitar and I could play upside down, so could he. So I grabbed this thing. And I know the chords because I'd written them on the piano. So I go, oh, wait a minute. So I just had an idea coming down. So he said, you sang it for me. He said, and that was the first public performance ever of yesterday. You sang it to me in my flat in Albufeira. And I played it when I got back to England on my own guitar and completed the middle eight.
I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday.
The lyrics of Yesterday tell a story of loss, the way heartbreak can make us nostalgic for a happier past. Given the subject matter, it's even more remarkable that McCartney was so young when he wrote it.
I was 24, so after that, it's 12.
Yeah.
But, you know, so world weary, right. These lyrics.
It's brilliant.
I'm not half the man I used to be. God, it's been a hard life. Mind you, it had, because I'd lost my mother, sort of 10 years before that. And someone did suggest to me that this was a losing my mother song, which I always sort of said, no, I don't think so. But, you know, the more you think about it, why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. Losing your mother to cancer, and no one said anything.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know. Of course not. It wasn't simply wasn't discussed.
We didn't know what it was at all.
Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say.
She had to go? Why? I don't know. Did I say something wrong? You know. And it may be, because there's so much tumbled into your youth.
Of course there is.
And your formative years, that you can't appreciate it all. Sometimes it's only in retrospect you can appreciate it. And I remember very clearly one day feeling very embarrassed because I embarrassed my mum. We were out in the backyard, and she talked posh compared to her, because she was of Irish origin, and she was a nurse. So she was above street level. So she had something sort of going for her, and she would talk, which we thought was a little bit posh. And it was a little bit Welsh-y as well. She had connections, her Auntie Dillis was Welsh. And so she talked a little bit this, and I remember she said something like, Paul, will you ask him if he's going to, I went, ask, ask, it's ask, Mum, you know. And she's got a little embarrassed.
remember later thinking, God, I wish I'd never said that.
And it stuck with me, mm-hmm. you know. Even after she died, I thought, oh, fuck, I really wish. I've got a couple of those little things mm-hmm. that I know the people would forgive me because they're not big things.
Of course not.
They're little things, but they're little things that I just think, if I could just take a rubber, just rub that little moment out, it'd be better. And when she died, I wonder, I said something wrong. I'm like, are we harking back to that crazy little thing?
I said something wrong, now I long for you.
But, yeah, so I don't know, does this happen? Do you find yourself unconsciously putting songs into girl lyrics that are really your dead mother?
And what do you think?
I suspect it might be true.
Yeah. Mm. I think so. Quite.
It sort of fits. If you look at the lyrics.
Now I long for yesterday, yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
I've interviewed many successful people over the years, and one thing I find fascinating is that many of them don't consider themselves business savvy. Take the owners of Tight Knit Brewing. They turn to Chase for Business for everything from banking and payment acceptance to credit cards, and do all of it in one place with the Chase mobile app. And that's helped these brew-loving friends turn a passion into a business. Learn more at chaseforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. This is your chance to reignite some old musical passions or pick up an instrument for the first time. Connect with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians. You'll get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 a month, less than a single private lesson. I mean, why do we do Life in Lyrics? Not just because we love hearing from great musicians. We do it because we think that there is something beautiful about the appreciation of music. Don't you think we need more of that in our lives these days? That's the mission of Musora, to inspire, educate, and connect musicians. Enjoy unlimited personal support, weekly live streams, student lesson plans. It's like having a personal music teacher, only much, much better. Just go to musora.com, musora.com, to start a new musical journey today.
When it came time to record Yesterday, McCartney opted for simple but striking orchestration with the help of George Martin.
It was just me and guitar, solo, me and guitar. And George Martin said it'd be really good to try a string quartet. And I very firmly said, no, we're a rock combo. So George, being very smart and wonderful and having the best bedside manner of any producer you would ever want to meet, said, well, let's try it. And if you don't like it, we'll take it off.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, that's fair enough. So we did, we tried it. And I remember sitting up in the control room and hearing it and going, oh my God, George was so right. It lent a depth to the song and it sort of made it seem kind of important. And so I really liked it, and we said, of course, we'll keep it. And what I loved was then George would then say, well, if you voiced it for a string quartet, that note would go there, down there on the cello, and this middle note in the chord would come here, the viola, then this next note higher up would go to the second violin, and the sort of top note would go to the top violin. So he spread it out.
And he said, you know, that's how Bach would have voiced it.
Yes.
And I thought, wow, it's like a revolutionary idea. Because our chords are always within one octave.
Right.
Rock and roll chords, just play the whole chord straight as a clutch kind of thing.
And, yes.
And so he'd spread it out. And that was a bit of an eye-opener to me.
Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
Relying, as it does, on Paul's voice, his guitar, Yesterday was the first Beatles song that featured just one of the band members.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We'd like to carry on now with a song from our new album in England, and it'll be out in America shortly. And it's a song with featuring just Paul, and it's called Yesterday.
One of the things that makes it such a great song, surely, is that it's presented in simple terms, but it's a very complex personality that's describing, let's say, his predicament.
Mm. I'm a pretty complex character. You know, you don't come from being a schoolboy in Liverpool to where I am now without some complexity mm-hmm. sneaking in somewhere.
Sure.
Rather like yourself, Paul.
Well, I'm very simple.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, of course.
But the song, you know, I think the thing that you want to try and get is complex simplicity or simple complexity. You want it to seem easy. And yet, if anyone gives it a second thought, you want there to be a little bit of depth in it.
You know, we're talking about the magic of this, in a strange way, the ease of it. What do you make, though, of those who believe, as many seem to, that writing a song actually must be a pretty simple thing to do?
That it must be simple to do?
Yeah, the simple thing. Well, not that it's simple.
Let's see them do it, then.
Yeah, well, exactly.
That's fair enough. I think the thing about it is if you write good songs and you make it look easy, mm. what you don't want to forget is what went on before. All the stuff that you put into it before you tried to write the song. I was looking at a Cézanne exhibition with a friend of mine, mm-hmm. and the first picture in it was an academic drawing he'd done. Almost photographic, beautiful, yes. Male nude. And it is like, jaw-dropping. Yeah. Then as you go through, he appears to go off.
Sure.
And in the end, you come out, my friend came out thinking he couldn't draw for toffee. He said, why didn't he stick with that? Mm. He ended up with the bathers. And if you look at the drawing on that, it would appear to be hopeless. I mean, it's, you know, someone would say, I could definitely do the better than that. This is what happens. But everyone who goes through an academy can pretty much do that. Because mm-hmm. they have to get the degree. But what he goes on to do, based on that skill, mm-hmm. is something else. And I think that's what I'm talking about. I'm not aligning myself with Cézanne. But I think there's a lot goes into it before you arrive at the song. All the little songs you whistled as a kid, all the little poems you read, all the little poems you made up, mm-hmm. all the little things you did, and now you're going to write the song, and you do it, and it seems very easy. But it's easy because there was a lot of stuff went before.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday, suddenly.
Yesterday, from the Beatles' 1965 album, Help. In our next episode, McCartney responds to a dare from the actor Dustin Hoffman.
Drink to me, drink to my.
Picasso's last words, "Drink to me." Next time on McCartney, A Life in Lyrics. McCartney, A Life in Lyrics is a co-production between iHeartMedia, MPL, and Pushkin Industries.
Musora is your access to online music lessons for guitar, piano, drums, and singing. You know, I love music, but I haven't picked up an instrument in years. You know why? I tell myself, I don't have time. Where am I going to find a teacher? Well, there's an answer. Musora. Musora is the place where you can learn essential skills and techniques with more than 100 of the world's best teachers and musicians and thousands of famous songs. You get 7 days totally free to try it out, and then it's just $30 per month, less than a single private lesson. Just go to musora.com to start a new musical journey today.